The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Good crowd on hand. Second game of our doubleheader, the Adams Central and Hastings High boys. Going to go at it in just a few minutes here. Again, in the girls' contest, the final score, Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. 10-0 run to start the game propels the Tigers to the 8-point victory. 15 for Zoe Mays and 8 for Bailey Petzl for Hastings High. 9 for Sydney Bernostic and 7 for Anna Queen for Adams Central. And the Tigers win their second game of the year. And the Patriots fall to 3-13. The Tigers now 2-12 on the contest. Other city basketball action for you tonight. The Centennial Conference Tournament second round over Chapman Gym tonight for the St. Cecilia team. The girls game tonight. St. Cecilia beat Lincoln Christian 63-31. So St. Cecilia moves into the conference tournament semifinals on Thursday night. At Lincoln Christian, they'll take on Columbus SCOTUS. At halftime of the boys' game, St. Cecilia was leading Grand Island Central Catholic 29-20 at halftime. So the Hawks had a 9-point lead over the Crusaders at halftime of the second-round boys' game. The winner there moves on to the semifinals on Friday night at Lincoln Christian. So I think you caught up on the other local basketball. The boys of Adams Central and the boys of Hastings High will go at it in just a few minutes. The Adams Central, the visitors tonight, 12 wins, 2 losses on the season. The Patriots have won 7 games in a row, including last Saturday's win on the road at Grand Island Central Catholic, 52-44. The Hastings High Tigers have 6 wins and 8 losses on the year. They're coming off a tough one, a tough loss last Friday on this floor to Grand Island Northwest, 55-54. The Tigers had a 12-point lead in the third quarter of that game. The Vikings fought back and grabbed the lead and won at 55-54. The Tigers' last-second shot would not go down, and Northwest came from behind to win it. Tough one for the Tigers. We'll see how they bounce back after that, taking on the Patriots here tonight. The Tigers at 6 wins, 8 losses on the year. The Tigers have won 2 out of their last 3, and oh so close to getting that third win in a row Friday night, but they lost by 1 to Grand Island Northwest. The Adams Central Patriots coming in on this basketball season, shooting 43% from the floor, 34% from three-point range, 54% foul shooting team. The Patriots have out-rebounded their opponents by about 7.5 per contest. Patriots average 14 turnovers per game. Adams Central averages 58 points a game. They like to get up and down and score points if they can. They're averaging 58. They've given up only 42 per contest, and the Patriots 12-2, and they've won 7 in a row. The Hastings High Tigers score at 44.7 points per game. They give up about 42 per contest. The Tigers have shot 39% from the floor, 27% from three-point range. They're a pretty good foul-shooting team. The Tigers 66% on the year. They turn it over about 13 times per contest. The Tigers at 6-8 on the year. Now, the expected starters tonight in this game in the boys' contest, Adams Central will be missing once again Jesse Ackerman and Blake Obermiller. They are under suspension from the school. They will not play, and they are on a 2-week suspension from any activity, so they will not be playing again tonight. They did not play at Grand Island Central Catholic. So the Patriots are scheduled to start Brady Barrett, the 6'2" senior for the Patriots, averages 16 points a game, leads the team in scoring, 3.6 rebounds per game. The other guard is 5'11 junior Jake Fowler. 5.5 points a game, 3.5 rebounds for Jake. In the middle will be Christian Hodson, the 6'6" senior. He averages 8.5 points and almost 7 rebounds a game, and double digits leading the way the other night for Christian Hodson over at Grand Island Central Catholic, as he led the way over at Grand Island Central Catholic for the Patriots on Saturday night with 16. The forwards will be starting will be Matt Brown, a 6'3" junior. Matt's usually first or second off the bench, will be starting his second straight game. He averages 7 points a game and 4.7 rebounds. And Adam Hunt will be starting tonight. Adam is a 6'3" senior, started the other night also. 7.3 points and 3.3 rebounds for Adam Hunt. So it's Brady Bear, Christian Hodson, Matt Brown, Adam Hunt, and Jake Fowler for the Adam Central Patriots. For the homestanding Hastings High Tigers, we are expecting to see the 6-foot senior Brady Mankey. Mankey averages 4.5 points, 2.8 rebounds. Also, Scepter Duong. Scepter is a 6-foot senior. He averages 3.6 points and 1.5 rebounds. In the middle will be Cade Welkie, a 6'2" senior. 7 points, 5 rebounds per game for Cade. Tyler Rebarger will start at a forward. Rebarger is a 6'1" junior. 8.3 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Patrick Opperman, the 6'4" senior. 7 points, 4.6 rebounds for Patrick. The usual suspects for the Tigers: Opperman, Duong, Menke, Rebarger, and Welkie. So we're about ready to go. A big crowd on hand, a lot of Hastings High students, a lot of Adams Central students, a lot of Adams Central and Hastings High fans, as it should be in this city matchup. Adams Central at 12-2, looking for their 7th win in a row. Hastings High trying to come back from that difficult loss last Friday. And we'll see how they rebound from that tonight as they try to win their 7th game of the year to go with those 8 losses on the season. So it's the Tigers and the Patriots. City basketball here at the Tiger Den tonight. Adams Central will be in their traveling blue with the white numerals, the red, white, and blue trim. Hastings High in the home white uniforms with the orange numerals and the orange and black trim. So here we go, Hastings High coming out with Adams Central. The Patriots will shoot at the basket to our right, the Tigers at the basket to our left. And it'll be jumping center Cade Welkie for the Tigers, Christian Hodson for Adams Central. There may be a lot of friendships there on the floor that, as we said, will go by the boards once this ball's tipped in the air. The city matchup, and here we go with Welkie against Hodson. Boys High School basketball here on the breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5. Everybody ready to go. And a lot of enthusiasm and energy in this gym right here and now. The tip controlled by Adams Central, and it goes to Jake Fowler. Hastings High will start out in a man-to-man defense, and Fowler controls. The Patriots shoot at the basket to our right here at Hastings High's gym. Good defense by the Tigers. Inside to Hodson. He spins, has no shot. Back out to Hunt. Underneath, all alone, is Brady Barrett. Barrett loses his defender and scores for Hastings High, and it's 2-0 Adams Central. Scores for the Patriots. 2-0 Adams Central. Menke to Opperman in the front court for Hastings High. Man-to-man defense. Now the Patriots try to force a trap here on the near sideline. They get into the corner to the Tigers to Welkie. Back out to Duong. Scepter into the corner to Rebarger. He heads for the hoop, puts up the runner from 7. Off there, no good. Rebarger gets his own rebound. Lost control of the ball. Hunt with the steal for the Patriots. He lost control of it, and Menke comes up with it. So a turnover apiece now. And the Patriots on defense, the Tigers on offense. Scepter Duong with the basketball for Hastings High. 2-0 Adams Central. We played 1 minute of this basketball game. Fowler on the defense on Duong. To Welkie, top of the key, Menke. Brady looks inside, no pass there. Now to Welkie. They look inside for Opperman. Welkie heads for the hoop, puts up a runner from 7. Short, no good. Tipped around, grabbed by Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Barrett on the run into the scoring zone. The Patriots like to get up and down the floor. Tigers more delivered. Adam Hunt for 3, going to bounce off, no good. Hodson offensive rebound. Tipped away and stolen by Menke on the outlet pass. Menke will drive, shoot, miss the shot. Knocked out of bounds. It's off the Patriots. It stays with the Tigers. 2-0 Adams Central. A steal there by Brady Menke. He went the length of the floor but missed the shot. But the Patriots knocked it out of bounds, and Menke will throw it in for the Tigers. Brady Menke to Opperman. Short 7-footer off the glass. Rolls off, no good. Rebound Matt Brown of Adams Central. So a good look there for Opperman. It just would not stay down. Fowler front court for Adams Central. Menke with the defense there. Jake Fowler has no shot. Back out to Adam Hunt. Hunt in the lane. 14-footer in the hole. Adam Hunt. Again, the Patriots a bit shorthanded with Ackerman and Overmiller not able to play. The two guys usually come off the bench, Brown and Hunt starting. The Patriots lose a couple guys out of their rotation. The Tigers will play 9 or 10 also. Duong with it in the front court. Scepter with it. Free throw line to Opperman. He drives, puts up a short runner. It's good. It'll count. And Patrick's fouled on the play. 4-2, Adams Central. And Patrick Opperman will go to the line to shoot one to try to complete this three-point play. Christian Hodson picks up the foul. That's his first. 4-2 in favor of the Patriots. Patrick Opperman to the line to shoot for Hastings High. Patrick's free throw up and good. Three-point play, Opperman. Adams Central 4, Hastings High 3. Fowler in the backcourt. Jake slowly across the timeline with the dribble. Fowler with it, right side to Barrett. Ree Barker with the defense on Brady Barrett. Barrett lost control of the ball. Welke picks it up. Turnover number 3 on Adams Central. Front court, Welke passes to Menke. He will drive, shoot, and score. Brady Menke on the assist from Cade Welke. And it's 5-4 in favor of Hastings High. Their first lead with 5:12 to go in the first quarter. 5-4 Tigers. Barrett for Adams Central across that timeline. Again, the tight defense by Tyler Eber. A long three by Barrett. In the hole, Brady Barrett for three. Dangerous from about anywhere past that timeline. 5 for Barrett, 7 for the Patriots. They lead 7-5. Front court, Rebarger. Cross court to Domenke in the scoring zone. Double team there. Free throw line to Opperman. Underneath to Welke. He will shoot and score. Cade Welke with the field goal. We're tied at 7. Patriots trying to get the trap near the timeline, and the Tigers find the open men. Opperman at the free throw line underneath to Welke, and he ties it with at 7. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fowler with the basketball underneath to Barrett, and he's on the end line. Patriots will turn it over there. 4:26 to go. Turnover on the Patriots. Mark Brown and Ryan Bruna in Bradham Central. Mark Brown is a 6'4" junior, the twin brother of Matt, and Ryan Bruna, 5'11" senior in for the Patriots. Matt Brown sits down. Christian Hodson sits down. So the Patriots pretty small now. Hunt at 6'3 will play the point of this zone. The Patriots try to go into a 2-3 kind of zone, a matchup zone, try to get some traps out on the perimeter. Opperman to Menke. Menke left at the free throw line. Back out to Scepter Duang. Scepter with it. Duang now to Menke. Back to Scepter. Takes the three from the wing. Bounces around and rolls off. No good. Went everywhere but in the hole. Rebarger shot put up and good. Offensive rebound and basket. Tyler Rebarger, and the Tigers lead 9-7. And the Tigers knock it out of bounds as the Patriots try to get it inbounds. Backcourt pressure man-to-man by Hastings High. 9-7 Tigers, 3:50 to go. Period number one. Hastings High wins the girls' game 42-34. Backcourt, it's on. Looks for someone to throw it into. Does to Jake Fowler. Now the defense falls back, and Rebarger will stay in the backcourt with Fowler on the defense. This is Tyler Rebarger. Jake Fowler across the timeline. 2, Adam Hunt. Adam with the basketball, right side to Fowler. They look inside for Bruna. No pass there to Barrett. Long three from the wing. In and out, no good. Off the rim there, and Opperman with the rebound to Menke. Front court pass to Rebarger. Baseline to Welke for the Tigers. Cade with it. Cross court pass to Duang. Scepter with the basketball. Left side to Welke. Inside to Opperman. Opperman turns, spins, shot going to be up short. No good. Rebound Bruna of Adams Central. Ryan Bruna out to Brady Barrett, and the Patriots slow it up. Patriots going to get up. Matt Brown, Christian Hodson, and Lathan Schmidt will make his first appearance. Barrett to Fowler. 17-footer good by Jake Fowler. First field goal for Fowler, and we're tied at 9. Second tie of the game. We're tied at 7. We're tied at 9. 2:44 to go, first quarter. Brady Menke, front court to Duang. Scepter with the basketball. Back out to Menke between the rings. The Duang takes the three from the wing. In the hole, Scepter Duang. Pretty good shooter out there, makes the three. Tigers with their biggest lead at 12-9. Front court, Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Fowler to Hunt. Adam heads for the hoop. Puts up a runner from 7. Going to be off there, no good. Welke, long outlet pass, front court to Rebarger. Tyler will stop and pop from 18 in the air. Off the back iron, no good, and a whistle. And a push on Hastings High. First foul on the Tigers, called on Patrick Opperman. Cade Welke goes out. Tyler Rebarg, Scepter Duang go out. The Tigers send in Ty Anderson, a 6'2" senior. Will Reimer, a 5'10" junior. And Brogan Shea, a 6'4" senior, into the game. Again, Lathan Schmidt has checked in for Adams Central, a 6-foot sophomore, and starters Christian Hodson and Matt Brown in the game. Fowler in the front court to Hodson. Back to Fowler. Patriot basketball down by 3. 2 minutes to go in the first half quarter of play. Whistle away from the basketball, and a foul on the Tigers away from the ball there. Ty Anderson picks up the foul. Second team foul on the Tigers, only one on Adams Central. 2 minutes to go. First quarter, 12-9 Tigers. Bruner wants to inbound. Does Long going to be picked off by Minky. Tigers get the steal there on the fifth turnover on Adams Central. Only one on Hastings High. Opperman to the baseline. Works on Hodson, muscles his way in. Shot rolls off. Rebounded by Bruner. Good inside work there by Patrick Opperman. Muscled his way to the hoop. Missed the shot, and the Patriots rebound. Jake Fowler for Adams Central into the front court. 18-footer in the air, off no good. Ty Anderson goes high to grab it for the Tigers. Anderson with the rebound. Across the timeline to Minky. Brady with it. To Opperman at the free throw line. To Reimer. To Minky to Reimer. 1:16 to go, first quarter. 12-9 Tigers. Their largest lead. To Reimer. Now the Tigers will slow it up here against this man-to-man Patriot defense. Patrick Opperman with it. Side to Reimer, to Ty Anderson, left baseline. To Menke, inside to Shea, puts up the shot, going to be no good. Hodson with the rebound for Adams Central. Kristen gives it up in the backcourt to Fowler. Jake across the timeline. Loops the corner, pass to Lathan Schmidt, inside to Hodson. He heads for the hoop, double team. Albert pass back out to Matt Brown. Matt into the lane, dishes. Top of the key for three. Bruna will be no good. Opperman with the good screen out and rebound for the Tigers to Ty Anderson. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 12-9 in favor of Hastings High. They may hold for the final shot here with 24 seconds to go. Top of the key is Reimer. Menke now has it between the rings. 12 seconds to go. The Tigers holding for the final shot. Menke near the timeline. Left side pass now to Anderson. Ty with it. Take a 15-footer around the screen. Bounces around and down. Ty Anderson with the field goal. 14-9, and that's the end of the first quarter. So the Ty Anderson field goal gives the Tigers their biggest lead. After one, Hastings High 14. Adams Central 9. Back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
14-9, Hastings High leads after the first quarter of play. Get that field goal by Ty Anderson in the first quarter. Two for Anderson, two for Rebarger, two for Menke, two for Welke. 3 points for Patrick Opperman, three for Scepter Dwang. For the Patriots, five for Brady Barrett, two for Jake Fowler, two for Adam Hunt. Rebounds were even in that first quarter. At six apiece, the Patriots shot 60% from the floor. Hastings High with 42% shooting from the floor. Tigers turned it over only once. Adams Central turned it over five times. Must be the Hastings High, maybe with that 60% field goal shooting. Second quarter underway. Hastings High ball leading 14-9, and here we go in period number two. Will Reimer, inside pass to Cade Welke. He will drive, put up the reverse layup. No good, but he's fouled on the play, and that's going to be number two on Christian Hodson. Welke with a little bit too much quickness there for Christian. That's his second. Hodson, the big guy in the middle now with two fouls. 15 seconds into the second quarter, and Mark Brown's going to come in for Adams Central. Welke with the free throw, up and good. Foul in the act there. That's three for Cade. 15-9, Tigers by six. Rogan Shays on the floor, Tyler Rebarger, Cade Welke, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson for Hastings High. Christian Hodson goes out, Mark Brown in with that second foul on Hodson. Matt and Mark Brown both in there, Adam Hunt, Jake Fowler, and Brady Barrett for Adams Central. Second free throw made by Welke. Tigers with their biggest lead is up to seven. Backcourt pressure by the Tigers. Now they fall back as Jake Fowler gets the ball inbound. 16-9. in favor of Hastings High with 7:35 to go in this second quarter. Barrett deep on the right wing. Man-to-man, Tiger defense lob underneath the Mark Brown, and he's fouled before he could get the shot off. A couple of Tigers flying through, and one of them fouls Mark Brown before he can get that shot off. Ty Anderson picks up the foul. That's two for Ty off the bench. Scepter Dwayne, Patrick Opperman, Brady Menke, three starters checking back in. Reimer goes out, Shea goes out, and Ty Anderson goes out. The Tigers have their five starters, Dwayne, Opperman, Welke, Opperman, Menke, and Rebarger on the floor. Hunt inbounds to Barrett for three from the wing. Off there, no good, the rebound by Tyler Rebarger. 16-9, Hastings High by seven, their biggest lead of the evening. 7:17 to go in the first half. Opperman, left side to Scepter Dwayne. Top of the key to Rebarger. Right side to Menke. Top of the key to Rebarger. Left side to Dwayne. Patriots playing on a man-to-man into Opperman. Double team. Works inside against Brown. Shot put up. A travel on Opperman before you get the shot off. Only the second turnover on Hastings High. Five on Adams Central. 1 minute gone. 7 minutes to go before halftime. 7-point Hastings High lead. Jake Fowler is bumped as he gets to the timeline with the basketball. Foul called on Hastings High's Tyler Rebarger, his first. 14 fouls on the Tigers, only two on Adams Central. Patriots play it in near sideline in front of the scorer's table. Adam Hunt inbounds in the backcourt to Jake Fowler, and Adams Central will move into the offensive zone against this man-to-man Hastings High defense. Fowler with the basketball between the rings. Patriots go into their offensive plan here, and a timeout, Zach Foster. He wants to talk it over with his team. They're not running that offense right. Timeout on the floor. 6:45 to go before halftime. Hastings High 16, Adams Central 9. We're back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our last tie was 9-9 in the first quarter. Hastings High over the end of the first quarter and the beginning of the second, a 7-point run. They lead 16-9. Patriot basketball. Jake Fowler with the basketball. Left side now to Adam Hunt. Fowler calls out another play as he gets the basketball back. Free throw line, gives up his dribble to Hunt. In the corner, Matt Brown for three in the air. Rolls around, no good. Rebound, Scepter Dwayne of Hastings High. Good screen out once again by the Tigers. Front court, Brady Menke for Hastings High School. Menke, right wing, top of the key, Rebarger. Tyler to Welke. Cade steps out, has the ball. Left side to Dwayne. Scepter Dwayne around the screen to Menke. Left alone for three in the hole. Brady Menke, nothing but net. He has five. And it's down 19-9. 10-point run by Hastings High. Jake Fowler heads for the hoop. Seven-footer in the round the rim and down. Jake Fowler with the field goal. He has four. Breaks the run of 10 points of Hastings High. May lead it 19-11 after the Fowler field goal. 19-11 Tigers, 5:35 to go before halftime. Right side Rebarger, cross courts to Opperman. Patrick heads for the baseline. Puts up a runner. Shot is good. Patrick Opperman with the aggressive move to the hoop, has five. 21-11, Tigers. Adam Central jumped out to a 4-0 lead. We were tied at 7-9. 14-9, Tigers after one. 21-11, Hastings High now. Jake Fowler pass inside to Mark Brown. His shot rolls off from point-blank range. No good, the rebound to the Tigers. Menke drives it all the way into the lane. Dishes off to Welke. Shot up and good. The officials wave it off, a foul before the shot there by Welke. Foul on the floor on Jake Fowler, his first, so the Tigers will play it in. So Welke will not get the field goal there, the foul before the shot. Christian Hodson in, Mark Brown out for Adams Central. After Dwayne to inbound on the only the third team foul on Adams Central. 5:03 to go before halftime. Dwayne inbounds to Menke, to Rebarger, inside to Opperman. couple of players converge on him. Back out to Rebarger. To Patrick Opperman. Back out to Rebarger. To Brady Menke. Tigers will slow it down. They have a 10-point lead. Working against this Patriot zone defense now out of the inbounds pass. Menke to Dwang. Scepter with it. Right side to Rebarger. Rebarger to the baseline. Nowhere to go. Back out to Welke. Patience here by the Tigers. To Dwang. Cross court. Out of Menke. Timeout. Scott Rosno and Hastings High. So we'll take one with 4:27 to go before halftime. Hastings High 21. Adams Central 11. Back in 30 seconds.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
4:27 to go before halftime, 10 points. Hastings High lead as Ryan Brunen checks in for the Adams Central Patriots. It's Tiger basketball, far side, near midcourt. Opperman inbounds to Menke. Front court now to Dwang. The Tigers face a 1-3-1. The Tigers will face some traps here. The Patriots trying to trap. Tigers almost throw it away here. Menke has the ball. Patriots trying to force the defense. Rebarger now, a 15-footer, is going to roll around. Off, no good. Tipped by Welke, but it goes to Hunt for Adams Central. Adam into the front court to Brady Barrett. Barrett with the basketball. Top of the key to Hunt. Deep on the left wing. He'll slow it up a little bit. Dribble it back out. And heads for the hoop. Hunt lost control, but he got it to Matt Brown. Matt to the free throw line to Menke. Menke around the screen. 17-footer off the iron. No good. Welke with the rebound. Patriots no inside game to speak of in this first half. Dwang drives and scores. Scepter Dwang with the field goal. He has five. 23-11. Hastings High in control. They're up by a dozen. Their biggest lead with 3:32 to go before halftime. 23-11. Across the timeline is Menke. Patriots slow it up. Adams Central averages 58 points a game. And they have been held to 11. Barrett headed for the hoop, and he was fouled there. Tyler Rebarger picks up the foul. That's his second. Okay, and for the Tigers, Will Reimer, Ty Anderson in the first appearance. For Eric Gavrik, the 6'7" junior. Lathan Schmidt comes in for Adams Central. Christian Hodson back in for the Patriots. Mark Brown in. So it's Christian Hodson, Mark Brown, Lathan Schmidt, Jake Fowler, and Brady Barrett for the Patriots. Will Reimer, Ty Anderson, Patrick Opperman, Eric Gavrik, and Brady Menke for Hastings High. Barrett inbounds to Fowler. Patriot ball, they're down by 12. Fowler, a 12-footer. Rolls off, no good. The Tigers have controlled the defensive board. Opperman with that one. Front court to Menke. Brady Menke to Opperman. Patrick, top of the key, right side now to Reimer. Reimer to Anderson. Underneath, is Menke can't control the ball. Out of bounds. Menke just couldn't grab that. And the Tigers turn it over only for the third time. Five on Adams Central. 3:01 to go, second quarter. 23-11. Tigers by 12. Adams Central with only 2 points in this quarter. Only 11 in this first half. There's a long lob pass in the inbounds to Barrett from Schmidt. Kind of a dangerous pass, but Barrett corrals it and gets it into the scoring zone. Barrett will turn, 12-footer up and good. Brady Barrett has seven, and it's 23-13. Tigers by 10. Menke, backcourt to Reimer. Front court pass now to Gavrik, to Opperman, to Reimer. And the Patriots trying to force some turnovers by putting on a double team when they can. And there's a pass inside off the hands of Gavrik, so the Tigers turn it over once again, two times in a row. Matt Brown, Adam Hunt in for Adams Central. Mark Brown goes out. Patriots playing with an basically 8-man rotation when they're used to 10. Again, they do not have Jesse Ackerman or Blake Obermiller into this contest. That is a school suspension. They are not able to participate for a couple of weeks, so that is why they are not suited up or in the basketball game. 2:22 to go. Patriots ball. They're down by 10. Fowler, right wing. Man-to-man defense for Hastings High. Inside to Hunt. Double team there. Back out to Fowler. Jake with it on the right wing. Ty Anderson with the defense. Fowler now brings it back near the timeline, getting instructions from Zach Foster as the Patriots shoot at the basket. And there's a pass deflected. They're stolen by Ty Anderson. He will drive and score, and a foul called on Adam Hunt. Hunt trying to save the easy layup. Fouls Ty Anderson. We'll see if they call that an intentional foul. Could very well be, but Adam just trying to save the easy basket. Grabbed onto Ty Anderson. Ty hit the deck, but not flagrant about it. Just the hard foul there. Anderson will go to the line to shoot two. It's not an intentional foul. And Anderson to shoot two with 2:01 to go in the first half. Ty's free throw up and good. He has three. And it's 24-13. Christian Hodson back in for the Patriots. Latham Smith goes out. Cade Welke checks in. Patrick Opperman goes out for the Tigers. It's an 11-point Hastings High lead. Ty Anderson eyes that second free throw. He has 3 points. Second free throw's good. Makes them both. He has four. 25-13. Tigers 4 out of 4. 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Fundamentally quite sound from the line. 100%. 25-13. Tigers by 12. Matt Brown with the ball deep in the corner to Jake Fowler. Patriots with the basketball. Good defense by Hastings High in this game. Fowler, 14-footer, no good. Then a foul on the play. Foul called on Ty Anderson. That's his third. That's three on Ty. He'll have to sit down with three fouls and 4 points. 1:38 to go. Jake Fowler to shoot a pair here for Adams Central. Jake has four, misses the first. Patrick Opperman in. Cutter Duong back in for Hastings High. Anderson goes out with his three fouls, and Eric Goverick goes out of the ball game. Jake Fowler will try his second free throw. Comes up. This one is down and good. Five for Fowler. Makes 1 out of 2. 25-14. Tigers by 11. Quickly, Christian Hodson out and Mark Brown in as the Patriots try to get in a little more speed. Have a 1-3-1 zone here. They extend this zone to the timeline. Adam Sennel trying to get some traps if they can and force the Tigers out of their offense. Menke now is double teamed. Dribbles out of that. Passes to Welke. Pass deflected out of bounds there by Matt Brown. So Matt and Mark Brown are out there with Barrett, Fowler, and Hunt in this 1-3-1 zone trap, extended zone of Adams Central. 1:16 clock runs, first half, 11-point Tiger lead. Menke to Will Reimer, who's in the ball game. To Menke, deep left corner, into the lane. Brady drives for the hoop, shot put up short, no good. Opperman, offensive rebound, shoots and scores. Patrick Opperman with 7. 27-14. Tigers by 13, their biggest lead of the night. Brady Barrett heads for the hoop. And a whistle and a foul on the floor before that pass or shot by Barrett, and a foul on the Tigers. Called on Brady Menke. 17 fouls, and it'll be a one and bonus for the Patriots' Brady Barrett. He has 7 in the game, 1-1 for the Patriots. 27-14, Hastings High with a 13-point lead. Barrett's free throw good. Earns the bonus. He has 8. 27-15, Tigers. Grab that lead at 12-9 and have extended it up to now 12. Second free throw, no good. Was 13, now it's 12. 27-15, 42 seconds to go before halftime. Duong now to Menke, to Duong, free throw line to Opperman, to Welke, drives the baseline, shot blocked out of there by Mark Brown. Welke gets it back, inside the lane to Opperman, puts up a 7-footer, no good, but Patrick fouled in the play. So the Tigers attack the basket, and Opperman is fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Matt Brown picks up his first foul. Patrick Opperman to the line to shoot a pair. Patrick has 7 in the game. He's 1 out of 1 from the line. Tigers perfect from the line. 5 out of 5 in the game. Opperman's free throw, no good. Just gotta quit saying, don't we? Just gotta quit saying perfect from the line or hasn't missed. Amazing how often that happens. They miss the next shot. Patrick misses the first one there. He'll throw up the second. This one's up. This one's no good also. So two missed, tipped around, and a whistle. The team's battle for the ball. Going to be, it looks like, a rebounding foul on the Tigers. Foul called on Cade Welke. He went for that offensive rebound. And the Tigers over the limit of six. It's the one in bonus coming up here for Mark Brown for Adams Central. 1-1 for Mark. Mark and Matt, the twins. Mark, a 6'4 junior. Matt, a 6'3 junior. Mark Brown's free throw in and out, no good. Does not earn the bonus, and Opperman with the rebound. 27-15 Tigers. They can hold if they wish for the final shot. 25 seconds to go before halftime. Reimer to Duong. Scepter passes to Menke. Back to Duong. Back to Menke with 15 seconds to go. In the corner to Will Reimer. Loops the pass back out to Menke with 10. Free throw line to Welke in the corner to Reimer. Back out to Menke with 5. To Welke. To Duong with 3. Long 3 from the wing. Off there, no good. Fowler grabs it, and that's the end of the first half. After the first half, Hastings tied, grabbing the lead late in the first quarter. Extends it out to as many as 13. Leads by 12 at halftime. The Tigers 27, the Patriots 15. Back to talk about it in 2 minutes.
Has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 133 years, and Boers Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Ask for all the details and shop Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Tiger Den. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight for you on The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5. Here at halftime of the boys' game, Hastings High 27, Adams Central 15. Adams Central scored the first 4 points of this game. The Tigers got it back to 4-3, got their first lead at 5-4. We were tied at 7. We were tied at 9. At that point, the Tigers scored the last 5 of the first quarter, led after 1, 14-9. The Tigers scored the first 5 of the second quarter, led 19-9. We're on a 10-point run before the Patriots got a field goal to cut it to 19-11. Tigers went up back up 21-11, 23-13, 25-13, 25-14, 27-14 was the biggest lead at 13 points, and a free throw by the Patriots by Brady Barrett made it 27-15 here at halftime. So the Tigers grabbing the lead off the 9-9 tie, have a 10-point run, go up by 10, and lead by 12 here at halftime, 27-15. Unofficially, Hastings High 47% field goal shooting, the Patriots 50%. The Tigers 50% from three-point range in that first half. The Patriots only 17%. Hastings High out-rebounding the Patriots unofficially 14-8 in that first half. Four turnovers on Hastings High and six on Adams Central in that first half of play. The scoring for Hastings High, 7 for Patrick Opperman. He leads the way. 5 points for Brady Menke. 5 points for Scepter Duong. 4 apiece for Cade Welke and Ty Anderson, and 2 for Tyler Rebarger. The Tigers 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. 14 first quarter points, 13 in the second, 27 in the first half for the Tigers. For Adams Central, Brady Barrett leads the way in scoring with 8. Jake Fowler with 5, and Adam Hunt with 2. So only 3 Patriots have scored in the basketball game of the 8th that have played. Christian Hodson shut out and 2 fouls for Adams Central in that first half. So the Patriots will have 8 from Brady Barrett, 5 from Jake Fowler, and 2 from Adam Hunt. But the defense of Hastings High has been very good, and the Patriots have not been able to get anything going inside tonight and trail it here by the score of 27-15. Adams Central with 9 first quarter points, 6 in the second. This is a team that averages 58 a game. Has only 15 here at halftime. Adams Central down to the Tigers of Hastings High by 12, 27-15. The Patriots 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Well, let's take a timeout, and we'll give you some more halftime information after this. The score here at halftime, Hastings High 27, Adams Central 15. We'll talk more here at halftime. The Allen's Halftime Report, the You Get More Superstore. Allen's of Hastings, our halftime show sponsor. Allen's, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Back in 2 minutes.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Seeing the ball in any sport is so important, and taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Hastings Vision Clinic will help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision care, contact lenses, sunglasses, and designer eyewear. Hastings Vision Clinic has an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. See Drs. Richard Arneson, Nate Bolin, and Eric Arneson at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th Street, Hastings, and at hastingsvisionclinic.com.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A 10-0 run by the Hastings High Tigers at the end of the first quarter, the beginning of the second. Helping the Tigers to a 27-15 lead here at halftime in our boys' contest. 7 points for Patrick Opperman leading the way for the Tigers. 8 for Brady Barrett. Tigers with the 12-point halftime lead. In the girls' game earlier this evening, it was Hastings High 42 and Adams Central 34. The Tigers started the game with a 10-0 run, led 10-0 before the Patriots scored, and the Tigers went on to win it by 8, 42-34. Zoe Mays with 15, the leading score for Hastings High School. Other city basketball action tonight. Centennial Conference Tournament going on at Chapman Gym tonight for the St. Cecilia teams. A girls-boys doubleheader this evening. The St. Cecilia girls defeated Lincoln Christian 63-31. So St. Cecilia into the semifinals on Thursday night at Lincoln Christian at 6 o'clock. The boys' game is now over also, and St. Cecilia Bluehawks defeat Grand Island Central Catholic 52-36, so the Bluehawks will be in the semifinals on Friday night at Lincoln Christian, so a couple of trips east for Mike Will, the way it looks. Lincoln Thursday and Friday night for the St. Cecilia teams in the semifinals of the Centennial Conference Tournament. We're at halftime of the boys' game here, and this has been the Halftime Report. Halftime brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll take our final timeout. Third quarter play-by-play coming up in 1 minute.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-and-tear air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings High, 27. Adams Central, 15. Third quarter about to begin. Patrick Opperman, Tyler Rebarger, Brady Menke, Scepter Duong, Cade Welke for Hastings High, Adam Hood, Matt Brown, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, Christian Hodson for Adams Central. Adams Central basketball. They shoot at the basket to our left in this third quarter. Hastings High with a 12-point lead, and here we go in period number three. Lob inside to Barrett. He works. He'll put up the shot off the glass, and good. So Brady Bear working inside there scores, and it's 27-17, 10 for Barrett. Patriots will start out on the defense here trying to get the traps. Pass underneath the Rebarger. He'll put up the shot. Going to roll around and down. Tyler Rebarger with four. He challenged Christian Hodson there, and Rebarger wins that matchup and scores 29-17 Tigers. They've led by as many as 13. It's 12 here early in period number three as the Tigers look for their seventh win of the year. Pass underneath to Christian Hodson to put up the shot. It's good. Hodson works inside and scores. Let's see what his first field goal. The kind of adjustments the Patriots and Tigers made here at halftime. Patriots out-rebounded 14-8 by the Tigers in that first half. That's a big key in the first half. Tigers pounding the boards. Menke with the basketball for Hastings High. 29-19 Tigers. To Duang, right side to Opperman. Back to Scepter Duang. Scepter Duang. Duang with it, free throw line to Opperman. To Menke, left side to Welke. Patience here by the Tigers. Inside to Opperman, drives on Hunt, shoots, rolls off there, no good. The rebound by Brady Barrett. Barrett now into the front court for Adams Central. Heads for the hoop, back out to Hunt. Three from the wing, going to be off the backboard and rim, no good. Scepter Duang with the rebound for Hastings High. He slows it up, passes to Menke. Menke across the timeline. Brady with it for the Tigers. Clock runs, 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Menke to Rebarger. To Opperman inside to Welke. Puts up the shot off the glass, no good. The rebound to Barrett. Brady Barrett with the ball for Adams Central. 2 minutes gone, 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Barrett, long three, stops and pops, rolls around. Off the rim, no good. A battle for it on the baseline. Christian Hodson tries to grab it. He's fouled from behind by Patrick Opperman. Patrick was trying to get his hand on the basketball also. It'd be a jump ball call, but they call a foul on Opperman, and the Patriots will throw it in underneath their own, from underneath their own basket. 29-19 Tigers. Jake Fowler, lob pass into Matt Brown. Welke with the defense there. Brown gives it up to Barrett. Runner in the lane, shot put up short, and a whistle. Brady Barrett heading for the hoop here in this quarter, working inside, fouled on the play. He'll shoot two. That's three now on Patrick Opperman, and two quick ones on Opperman. So that's three, and he's going to have to sit down. Opperman with 7 points, just picked up his second and third foul. In a matter of seconds here, Barrett makes the first free throw. He has 11. 29-20. And Eric Gavrik will check in, the 6'7 junior for Patrick Opperman. Patrick will have to get a little breathing time here with three fouls and 7 points. Barrett's second free throw is good. Makes them both. He has four this quarter, 12 in the game. And the Patriots move within eight, 29-21. Front court Tigers. It's Rebarger to Menke, to Gavrik, inside to Welke. Shot put up good. It counts and he's fouled. Foul on the Patriots, Brady Barrett. Cade Welke with the basket and one. He has six. 31-21 on the field goal by Welke. Cade with six. He'll go to the line. Tigers 5 out of 7 from the line. The Patriots 4 out of 7. Welke's free throw is good. A three-point play for Cade. He has seven. And the lead back up to 11 for the Tigers, 32-21. Jake Fowler in the backcourt. Across the timeline on the dribble for Adam Settle to the free throw line. Stops and pops from 15. Rolls off there, no good. They battle for it on the baseline. Welke grabs it for the Tigers to Dwayne. 5:17 to go, third quarter. Tigers lead by 11. Cade Welke with the basketball. Does a 360 and hands the ball now to Brady Menke. In the rings, left side to Scepter Dwang. Tigers face the man-to-man defense of the Patriots. Right side, Welke from behind a screen goes into the lane. 12-footer, bounces around and off. No good, a whistle. Gavrik tries for the tip. And there's going to be a foul called on Eric Gavrik. Eric goes over the top of the Patriot, picks up his first foul. Third team foul on the Tigers this half. 4:56 to go, third quarter. Pass near sideline off the hands of Jake Fowler and out of bounds. Unforced error there on the Patriots. Turnover, Adam Central. They're seventh. The Tigers with only four in the first half. Scepter Dwang to inbound for the Tigers. Does to Menke. 32-21. Tigers by 11. 4:50 to go. Period number three. Gavrik inside. Lost control of the ball. And it goes out of bounds. And they say it's off Gavrik. Tigers can't believe it, but the official says, no, it's off of someone with a white top, and it's a turnover on the Tigers. They can't control the ball on the baseline. They're fifth, and the Patriots have the ball with 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Tigers. Fowler with the basketball. Left side to Adam Hunt. Lob inside to Hodgson. He spins. Nice inside spin. Hits the deck. No basket made. No foul called. Rebound Tigers. Menke drives to the baseline. Rebarger shot up and good. Tyler Rebarger on the assist from Brady Menke. Six now for Rebarger. 34-21. Tigers by 13. Tigers trying to come back from that difficult loss. We keep saying that, but it was a tough loss. A 12-point lead in the third quarter. About where we are now, it's 13. The Tigers got beat the other night, but they're up by 13 in the third. They're not thinking about that. They get a turnover here and get the basketball. Turnover Patriots. Tigers front court, Welke with the ball. Cross court pass to Rebarger. Tyler back out to Scepter Dwang. Behind a screen, left side pass now to Menke. Brady with it for Hastings High. Makes a couple of dribbles, will spring it back out now, slow things up. 3:35, clock runs third quarter. Tigers by 13, this has been their biggest lead in the contest. They've had it a couple of times. Scepter Dwang behind a screen, takes the three, off no good, rebound Jake Fowler for Adams Central. Long front court pass to Brady Barrett. On the drive, Barrett puts up the shot. Off no good, rebound and score, Christian Hodgson. Offensive rebound and score, Christian Hodgson. 34-23 Tigers, and after that made field goal, timeout, Adams Central, Zach Foster. So we'll take one with 3:16 to go, third quarter. 34 for Hastings High, 23 for Adams Central. We're back in 30 seconds.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
34-23, Hastings High leading Adams Central, 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Next action for Hastings High will be next Tuesday. They'll have a week off before Kearney comes to town. That'll be a girls-boys matchup next Tuesday here at Hastings High. Next action for the Adams Central boys will be Thursday night, a couple of nights tonight, over in Lexington against a struggling Lexington team. The Adams Central girls and boys play there on Thursday night. The Adams Central boys are the second seed in the conference tournament, and they'll be playing their first game in the conference tournament. Blue Platte next Tuesday will Adams Central. They'll play the winner of Monday's Gibbon and Centura game on Monday. Tiger basketball up by 11. 3:08 to go, and the Tigers have the ball in the front court. Patriots try to switch up their defense a little bit, trying to go in that zone trap. Brogan Shays check in. Ty Anderson check in for the Tigers. Eric Gavrick's on the floor. Brady Menke and Tyler Rebarger. Chop it up now by Brogan Shay, and it's good from about 12 feet. Brogan Shay with his first shot and first basket. Biggest lead of the night, 36-23. Hastings High's biggest lead is up to 13, 36-23. 2:40 to go in period number three. Jake Fowler in the front court for Adams Central. 13-point Tiger lead. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Fowler with the basketball. As the pass underneath does to Barrett. Anderson with the defense, kind of a jump hook and good. Grady Barrett with 6 this quarter, 14 in the game. The Patriots try to find some offense. Barrett has 14. He's been the offense for the Patriots tonight. Gavrick, front court to Menke, to Ty Anderson. He'll step up and take a 3. Off, no good. Rebound Hodson. And a rebounding foul call on Brogan Shay of Hastings High. And that'll be the fourth team foul on the Tigers, and the Patriots will bring it the length of the floor in the non-shooting foul situation with 2:06 to go in the third quarter. Next basketball for you right here on the Breeze will be Thursday night. We'll have that big shootout, usually the big shootout, and I'm sure it will be again this year. Sandy Creek and Sutton. Girls-boys doubleheader at Sandy Creek this Thursday night. Pregame at 5:45. Girls game scheduled for 6. The boys at 7:45. Sutton and Sandy Creek doubleheader Thursday night right here on the Breeze. Adam Hunt to Fowler. He drives to Matt Brown. 7-footer. Off. No good. Rebound. Ty Anderson. Anderson gets it out of there to Brady Menke. 11 points. Hastings High. Tiger lead. Opperman back in there with 3 fouls for the Tigers. And Will Reimers check in. And Cade Welke. Anderson and Menke stay on the floor for the Tigers. Menke, Anderson, Reimer, Opperman, and Welke on the floor for Hastings High. Barrett, Fowler, Hunt, Christian Hodson, and Matt Brown for the Patriots. Tigers control the ball. They lead by 11. 1:28 to go, third quarter. Anderson with the basketball, guarded by Jake Fowler. Ty Anderson for the Tigers. Loops the pass to Welke. Cade's on the right wing, inside to Opperman. Hands it to Welke in the lane. Shot up no good by Cade. He's fouled in the play, and Cade Welke will go to the charity stripe to shoot a couple for Hastings High. Foul on Matt Brown of the Patriots, his second. Cade Welke steps to the line. He has scored 7. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. Shot put up and in and out. No good by Welke. Mark Brown in for Christian Hodson. Tyler Rebarger coming back in for Hastings High. Brady Menke will take a little breather. So Cade Welke, the line, will shoot his second free throw. Missed the first. And he has 7 in the game. Free throw up by Cade. This one's going to be good. 1 out of 2 for Welke. And it's 37-25 Tigers. Sepper Duong in. Ty Anderson out for the Tigers. 1:16 to go, third quarter. 37-25. The Tigers maintain their 12-point halftime lead here at 37-25. Each team with 10 points this quarter. Jake Fowler for the Patriots. Crosses that timeline. Man-to-man Tiger defense. Fowler gives up his dribble. Bounce pass to Barrett. He's between the rings with the basketball. Defensive Tyler Rebarger. Barrett still with the ball. Inside the arc. Back out to Matt Brown. He cuts into the lane. A runner from 8 feet is about no good. Off the fingertips of an Adams Central Patriot. It'll be basketball to the Tigers. 50 seconds to go as Ryan Bruno will check in for Adams Central. Bruno, the 5'11 senior, Lathan Schmidt, a 6-foot sophomore in. Brady Baird will get a bit of a breather. And Jake Fowler, this is the first time those two have been out of the game. They're probably going to get a 50-second breather plus the minute in between quarters. 50 seconds to go. Tigers ball, 12-point lead for Hastings High. Tigers basketball front court. It's Will Reimer to set for Duong. Duong with it to Reimer, to Rebarger, to Reimer, to Duong. Inside to Opperman, now to Rebarger. 27 seconds to go to Scepter Duong. Tigers working the offense, not necessarily playing for the final shot, but they may now with 20 seconds to go. Goes Rosnell, says, now let's go with about 15. Here we go. Welke getting to the offense with 10. It's Rebarger between the rings with 8. Tyler hits for the hoop, dishes in the corner. Duong for 3 in the air. Off the iron, no good. Tipped around. Grabbed by Rebarger with 2. Puts up a 15-footer. Good! To end the third quarter, Tyler Rebarger with 6 this quarter. Hits it to end the third quarter. And after 3, Hastings High with its biggest lead. The Tigers 39, the Patriots 29. Back with the fourth quarter in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tyler Rebarger with the field goal right at the end of that third quarter. The biggest lead of the night for Hastings High after 3, 39-25. So the Tigers with the 14-point lead. And they scored 12 points that third quarter. The Tigers scored 10. The 12-point lead is now 14. And Hastings High with the lead, 39-25, after three quarters of play. Patriots send out Jake Fowler, Christian Hodson, Matt Brown, Brady Barrett, Adam Hunt. Tigers counter with Patrick Opperman, Will Reimer, Tyler Rebarger, Scepter Duong, and Cade Welke. Fourth quarter underway. Tigers by 14, 39-25. Hastings High shooting 52% from the floor. Patriots 47%. Opperman puts up a shot, no good, but Patrick's fouled on the play. Opperman saddled with 3 fouls that third quarter. Didn't score in the third, but he has 7. 8 for Cade Welke to lead the way. Tigers 29% from three-point range. The Patriots 13% from three-point range. Tigers have out-rebounded the Patriots 20-15 after 3. 8 Patriot turnovers, 5 for Hastings High. Opperman shooting 2, makes the first. Foul there was on Matt Brown, his third. That's 8 points for Opperman, makes the first of 2. Tigers increase that lead. Biggest of the night now up to 15, 40-25. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Matt Brown. Again, the Patriots average 58, but Tiger defense has been outstanding. The board work has been great also for the Tigers. 40-25 as Opperman made 1 out of 2. Barrett with the basketball to the free throw line. Gives up his dribble. Keeps the pass back out to Jake Fowler. Fowler for the Patriots. 15 down here with 7:25 to go in the ball game. Hastings High with a 10-point run, ending the first quarter, beginning the second. Grab the lead, and they have not looked back. Underneath the Barrett, shot up, no good, but he's fouled on the play by Scepter Duong, and Brady Barrett to the line to shoot 2. Barrett has 14 of the Patriots' 25 points. 5 for Jake Fowler, 4 for Christian Hodson, 2 for Adam Hunt. 6 Tigers have scored, led by Opperman with 8 and Rebarger with 8. 5 for Scepter Duong, 4 for Ty Anderson. Free throw up and good by Barrett. 2 for Brogan Shea. Barrett now has 15, makes the first, 40-26. 7:17 to go in this fourth quarter. Patriots have won 7 in a row. Tigers trying to win their third in their last 4. Second free throw good by Barrett, 40-27. Brady Menke checks back in for Hastings High. Will Reimer will go out. Ryan Bruner back in there for Adams Central. Christian Hodson will take a breather. 40-26, Tigers by 14. 7:17 to go. Tigers Face pressure in the backcourt from Adams Central. Opperman in that backcourt. Crosses the timeline with a frontcourt pass to Menke. Brady Menke for the Tigers. Right side to Scepter Dwang. Scepter around the screen, drives into the lane, puts up a shot on the run and scores. 7 for Scepter Dwang. 42-27. Tigers getting good play out of everyone tonight. Jake Fowler, 15-footer, rolls around and goes down. Fowler with 7. Quick timeout, Adams Central. We'll take one with 6:50 to go in the ballgame. Hastings High, 42. Adams Central, 29. Back in 30 seconds.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQFM 94.5. Stay tuned. When we're finished here, we're going to have the Vaughn's postgame show. Vaughn's Printers, more than 80 years and three generations. Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 402-463-7721. Our thanks to all of our sponsors of all of our programs. Our basketball coverage on Platte River Radio, our sports boosters, our sponsors tonight in this basketball game, including Roche Commercial Builders, Krieger Electric Company, Hastings Vision Clinic, Auto Glass Experts, South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, CPI Mr. Tire, Stromer Land Leveling, Bonds Printers, Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Boars Floors, Hastings Tribune, and Witt Plumbing. Of course, New Tech Seed, our pregame show sponsor, and Allen's, your halftime show sponsor on Breeze Basketball this 2011-2012 season. 42-28 in favor of Hastings High. They have the ball in the backcourt. They face backcourt pressure and a whistle. Timeout, Scott Rosno. He sees that pressure in the backcourt and wants to try to set up, get that ball across court. So we'll take yet another timeout with 6:47 to go in the ballgame. Hastings 42, Adams Central 28, back in 30 seconds.
Call Witt Plumbing in Hastings for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs. 402-463-4664. Witt Plumbing does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, plus backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and video sewer inspection. Witt Plumbing is a certified septic tank installer and also has water heaters and water softeners featuring reverse osmosis. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, 463-4664.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Come out of the timeout. The Tigers will try to come the length of the floor here. This is backcourt pressure and mounted in the backcourt to Scepter Dwang and a whistle and a blocking foul on the Patriots in the backcourt. Called on Matt Brown. That's his fourth. 14 foul on the Patriots. They still have a couple to give. It's more scoreboard malfunctioning. We seem to have that problem taken care of, but the time that happens, we seem to lose a point. Dwang will drive now, stop and pop and score. Scepter Dwang for the Tigers. He has 9. And it should be 44-29. The scoreboard says 44-28. Jake Fowler puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Rebarger. So the Patriots will have to shoot in a hurry here. They're down 44-29. Scoreboard says 28, but sure where the Patriots lost a point, and the Patriots foul in the front court with 6:14 to play. Matt Brown, and that's all for Matt. He is fouled out of this game. Two quick ones here on Matt Brown. So the junior Matt Brown is fouled out. No points for Matt tonight. He's fouled out with 6:14 to go. So Brown fouls out, and Christian Hodson checks back in for Adams Central. Offerman with the basketball at the free throw line. Deceptor Dwang in the corner. To Rebarger will take a 13-footer. It's good. Tyler Rebarger now has 10. Eighth is half. And it's 46-29. Tigers by 17. It's out to Barrett. Long three from the wing. In the hole. Brady Barrett for three. He has 19. 46-32. And a timeout Adams Central, so we'll take a timeout with 5:52 to go. It's Hastings High 46, Adams Central 32. We're back in 30 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
5:52 to go in the ballgame. 46-32 in favor of Hastings High. Scoreboard continues to say 31. I don't know where the point was lost, so we're going to go with that. 46-31 says the scoreboard. Freebarger front court as the Tigers have the ball and a big lead here of 14, 46-32. 46-32 the score. Menke now to Freebarger, to Anderson. Underneath Brogan Shea drives, shot blocked from behind there by Christian Hodson. Hodson saves it to Brunan. Nice defensive work there by Christian Hodson. Brunan now to Jake Fowler. Fowler into the front court. To Barrett. Brady Barrett into the lane. Puts up a runner. Shot off the backboard and rim. No good. Rebound by Brogan Shea. Front court Tigers. Menke with the ball. 5:05 to go. Tigers with the lead of 15. 46-31. 46-31 is the scoreboard score. Opperman's shot is no good. Hunt with the rebound for the Patriots. Quickly into the front court. Hunt will take a three in the air. Off the iron, no good rebound. Menke of Hastings High loose the pass in the front court to Brogan Shea. 2-on-1, but tipped away and stolen by Jake Fowler. Nice defense there by Fowler. Gets the steal. Tigers had a 2-on-1. Front court, it's Hunt to Fowler. 4:32 to go in the game. Barrett will drive, put up the shot and score. Brady Barrett, who has 20 now, 46-34, 46-33, and a whistle on the play, and the Patriots foul as the Tigers get it into the front court. Up and down we're going here. We're going to have Tyler Kierkegaard check in for the Patriots, the 6'1" junior, 46-33. Mark Brown comes in for Adams Central. Christian Hodson out. Will Reimer back in for the Tigers for Brady Menke. Will Reimer on the floor with Tyler Freebarger, Cade Welke, Ty Anderson back in there for the Tigers, and Cade Welke for and Brogan Shea for the Tigers. Mark Brown, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, Ryan Bruna, Tyler Kierkegaard as the Patriots try to force some turnovers with the trapping zone here. Welke with the ball now to Freebarger. 4:10 to go. It's 46-33. They were facing side underneath the Welke. Puts up the shot, and it's good. Cade Welke works his way free inside, gets his 10th point. 48-33, Tigers by 15. Long three by Barrett, almost out of bounds on the far sideline. He's fouled on the three-point attempt by Tyler Freebarger. Wow, Barrett was about 30 feet from the basket with that three. He'll go to the line to shoot two. 48-33, says the scoreboard. So we'll go with that. One thing I can say is that maybe a free throw made earlier this quarter by the Patriots, not allowed due to a lane violation. Free throw missed by Barrett. He has 20. This is the first here. 3:55 to go. It's 48-33 Tigers. Barrett, the only person besides Jake Fowler who scored this quarter. Fowler has two. Barrett now will shoot his third of three, fouled shooting a three-point field goal. Ty Anderson out, Brogan Shea out, Patrick Opperman in, Will Reimer in for the Tigers. Barrett has made one out of two, Will I the third. Seven this quarter, 21 in the game for Barrett. Third free throw up and good. 48-35. Tigers with this lead, got the lead in the second quarter, end of the first, beginning of the second. Tied at 9. Tigers went up 19-9, and they have held the lead since. Underneath it's Welke. Turns, shoots, and scores. Cade Welke with 12. 50-35 in favor of Hastings High. Driving is Hunt, puts up the shot on the run and good. Adam Hunt with the drive and score. He has four. 50-37. Opperman to the timeline. 3.5 minutes to go. There's a pass picked off by Kierkegaard. Turnover Tigers, only their seventh. Hunt front court to Bruna for three in the air. In and out, no good rebound, Kierkegaard. Tyler baseline, puts it up and scores. Tyler Kierkegaard offensive rebound and score. 50-39. Tigers by 11 with 3:10 to go. Opperman now to Welke, front court. 16 fouls on each team, so we'll be in the bonus. Any more fouls? Inside Opperman. 2:58 to go and a whistle. Patrick had the ball. He was pushed from behind by the Patriots. Tyler Kierkegaard. To the line for the one in bonus will be Patrick Opperman. 8 on the night for Patrick. Jake Fowler back in for the Patriots. Ryan Bruna out. 2:58 to play. It's 50-38 in favor of the Hastings High Tigers. They have led since near the end of the first quarter. Christian Hodson back in for Adams Central. Mark Brown goes out. Patriots not a whole lot of offense besides Brady Barrett, who has 22 in the game. Patrick Opperman's free throw up. Good, earns the bonus. Tigers were 7 out of 10 from the line starting this quarter. They're 2 out of 3 this quarter. A good night from the line for the Tigers. Pretty good free throw shooting team, about 67-68%. Second free throw good by Patrick. He has 10. And it's 52-39. Tigers by 13 with 2:50 to go in the ballgame. Barrett double team, pass underneath to Hodson. Puts up the shot. Rolls off, no good. The rebound to Opperman. Hodson misses from close range. Rebound Opperman to Scepter Dwang to the timeline. The Tigers 2:38 away from their seventh win of the year, breaking the Patriots' seven-game winning streak. Welke, right wing. Tigers should be in no hurry, but Dwang's going to take the three. In the hole. Scepter Dwang has seven this quarter. 12 in the game. Biggest lead now of 16 for Hastings High. 55-39. 2:15 to go. Three by Barrett is no good. Rebound Welke to Dwayne. To Brady Menke. Long pass in the front court to Opperman. He will drive, shoot, score. It counts and he's fouled. Christian Hodson with the foul. Patrick Opperman waited for the defense to get there. Went up and scored. He has 12, and he'll go to the line. 57-39. The Tigers pulling away with 2:06 to go. The Tigers are not going to let this lead get away tonight. They're going to bounce back just fine from that loss on Friday. The Patriots are going to suffer their third loss of the year. Three-point play, Opperman. He has six in this fourth quarter. 58-39. Now a 19-point lead, and Zach Foster's putting up the white flag. We're going to have everybody back in the ballgame now for these two teams. The Patriots sending in Levi Cermak into the game. Alex Keller. Also Buzz Niederklein into the game. Tigers have Welke on the floor. Eric Gavrik's back in the game. Derek Shucks out there for Adams Central. Brady Menke, Will Reimer, Adam Hunt into the front court for the Patriots. It's 58-39. Kierkegaard with the basketball. 1:58 to go in the game. Deflected there. Steal by Welke. Turnover Patriots. Front court it's Reimer. To Dwang. To Menke. Tigers going to slow it up. Make the Tigers come and get them. Excuse me. Make the Patriots come and get them. And there's a foul on Adam Hunt. Hunt commits the foul. 58-39 Tigers. They have pulled away in this fourth quarter. And the Patriots send in, now Buzz Niederklein in the game. Shook, Niederklein, Kierkegaard, Keller, and Levi Cermak for the Patriots. Checking in for the Tigers. Graham Schneider, a 5'11 junior, his first appearance. Tanner Johnson, a 6'2" sophomore. Dwang goes out of the game. Also going to come in, it's going to be Marco Bigna. So the Tigers starters out of there. 13 for Opperman. 7 this quarter, 12 in the game for Scepter Dwang, 12 for Cade Welke. Look at that double figures. Tyler Rebarger with 10, 4 in double figures for the Tigers. Free throw up and good by Will Reimer. 59-39. Will go to the line. Try to complete this second free throw. 59-39. 20-point Tiger lead. It's Will's first point. Second free throw up. And rolls off there. No good. The rebound, Levi Cermak. 59-39. Tigers. 1:40 to go. Front court, Derek Shook. Shook for Adams Central. Left side, Kierkegaard. 15-footer. No good. The rebound there by the Tigers, Sam Johnson, the 6'2 junior. He's fouled in the backcourt. Foul on Buzz Niederklein after his first. And to the line to try to get in the books here. Scoring is going to be the 6'2 junior, Sam Johnson. And the 10th team foul, so two the rest of the way for the Tigers. Pretty academic now. 20-point Tiger lead. They pulled away in this fourth quarter. Johnson makes the first. 60-39. So the Tigers, a solid all-around good ball game tonight. And they're going to win this thing going away here tonight. It's 60-39. Second free throw, no good. Long rebound grabbed there by Tyler Kierkegaard. Front court. It's Alex Keller for the Patriots with 1:23 to go. To Kierkegaard, he'll take the three from the wing. In the hole, Tyler Kierkegaard for three. He has for the last five for the Patriots, and it's 60-42, Hastings High. Front court, the Tigers have the basketball. Marco Vigna, top of the key to Sam Johnson on the left wing. To Graham Schneider, driving the lanes. Vigna, his shot up short, no good. Offensive rebound, putting the shot up is good. Scoring, Tanner Johnson. Johnson with two. Tanner Johnson gets in the books. 62-42, Tigers. Patriot basketball, Derek Shook with 42 seconds to go. To Keller, to Kierkegaard. Left side to Niederklein for the Patriots. Niederklein's 15-footer, in and out, no good. The rebound there to Sam Johnson for the Tigers. 30 seconds to go, 62-42 Tigers. They win this one going away. It'll be their seventh win of the year as Anthony Julian, a 5'8 junior, into the game for the Tigers. Julian now to Graham Schneider, another junior. 15 seconds to go. The Tigers with Vigna. They may want to shoot one more time. These guys haven't played much. They're going to dribble it out, bring it out between the rings. It's going to be over in 3 seconds. The final score as the Tigers travel with 2.1 seconds to go. That doesn't matter. Hastings High is going to win this ball game and win it going away to break the Patriots' seven-game winning streak. The Tigers will win their seventh in a row. We'll play the last 2.1 seconds. Inbound the ball to Shuck. He'll get it to the timeline from there. Derek heaves it up. It's off, no good, and the game is over. And the Hastings High Tigers with an impressive 62-42 victory here tonight over the Adams Central Patriots. We will take a timeout, wrap this thing up for you in 2 minutes.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map. Their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Bonds Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Hastings High Boys in impressive fashion defeat Adams Central 62-42 tonight in our second game of our doubleheader. The Hastings High Girls winning the first game 42-34. But the Tigers in this basketball game have a nice sweet spot ending the first quarter and the beginning of the second quarter. We were tied at 9 in the first quarter. The Tigers scored the final 5 of the first quarter, scored the first 5 of the second quarter. That 10-point run got the Tigers out to a 19-9 lead, and Adams Central could not cut into that gap most of the rest of the way. 19-9 at that point, 19-11, 27-15 at halftime. Tigers, the Tigers controlling the game from that point when they led 19-9. The Patriots could get no closer than 8 the rest of the way. The Tigers led 27-15 at halftime, 39-25 after three quarters. That lead extended out to more than 20 at 60-39 in the fourth. Final score, 20-point victory, 62-42 for Hastings High. So that 10-point run propelling the Tigers to the win. But a great job on the boards tonight, the rebounding of Key tonight. Adams Central out-rebounded by Hastings High, 28-20 in this contest. In that range of 8 rebounds, 28-20. Hastings High shot 59% overall from the floor. The Patriots shot 48% from the floor. 9 turnovers on Adams Central, 8 on Hastings High. But good shooting on the night, good rebounding on the night for Hastings High. They play pretty much a complete game. Grab the lead late in the first quarter and never give it up. Got ahead by 10. As close as the Patriots could get was 8. The Tigers extend that out to 21 in the fourth quarter. They win it 62-42 here tonight. And welcome to the Vaughn's post-game show, Vaughn's Printers post-game show. The post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, your full-service printer, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. We hope to hear from both coaches, Zach Foster of Adams Central, Scott Rosno of Hastings High on the post-game show. So keep it here as we begin our post-game show brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. The Tigers win at 62-42. They're now 7-8 on to the season. The seven-game winning streak for Adams Central is over, and the Patriots now 12-3. On the contest. Adams Central goes to Lexington on Thursday. Hastings High off until next Tuesday. They will host the Kearney Bearcats. The scoring tonight and 4 players in double figures for Hastings High School. 13 for Patrick Opperman, 12 for Scepter Duong, 12 for Cade Welke, 10 for Tyler Rebarger. So the 4 starters there, all in double figures. The 5th starter, Brady Menke, good floor game, 5 points for Brady. 4 points for Ty Anderson, 2 for Brogan Shea, 2 for Sam Johnson, 1 apiece, 1 free throw for Will Reimer, 1 free throw for Sam Johnson in the game, and the other 2 points, Tanner Johnson. Tanner Johnson had a field goal for 2, Sam Johnson a free throw for 1 for the Tigers. But 13 for Opperman, 12 for Duang, 12 for Welke, 10 for Rebarger. The Tigers 13 out of 19 from the free throw line, only 8 turnovers in the game, 59% shooting from the floor, 2-point range tonight, and 28 rebounds for the Tigers in this game. For Adams Central, really only one player able to score much at all tonight for the Patriots. They were just stymied on the inside by the defense of Hastings High. Tigers didn't turn it over that much, the Patriots didn't turn it over that much, only 9 times, but got 22 points from Brady Barrett, 22 of their 42 from Barrett, 7 for Jake Fowler, 5 for Tyler Kierkegaard. That was late in the game. Tyler off the bench. And 4 from Adam Hunt and 4 from Christian Hodson tonight. Starter Matt Brown did not score tonight, nor did Mark Brown or Ryan Bruner or Lathan Schmidt for the Patriots tonight. So 22 for Barrett and 7 for Fowler to lead the way. The Patriots 7 out of 12 from the free throw line. Hastings High outscoring the Patriots 14-9 in the first, 13-6 in the second. It was 27-15. Tigers, after first two quarters, the Tigers outscored the Patriots 12-10 in the third and 23-17 in the fourth as the Patriots forcing the Tigers to the free throw line a bit in that fourth quarter. 6 out of 9 from the line in the fourth quarter for the Tigers, and 13 out of 19 on the line, but just a good all-around game for Hastings High offensively, defensively, on the boards. I would have to venture that this is probably the most complete game the Tigers have played all season, and hopefully Scott Rosner will be able to say if that assessment is correct if he makes his way up here on our post-game show tonight, and Zach Foster of Adams Central. But Hastings High, they win it in going-away fashion, outscoring the Tigers 27-15 in the first half, 35-27 in the second, and the Tigers win it by 20, 62-42 tonight. And again, Adams Central falls to 12-3. Their seven-game winning streak is over, and the Hastings High Tigers go to 7-8 on the year. They have won 3 out of 4 now, and the only loss coming last Friday in that game that the Tigers had the 12-point lead in the third and lost it by 1 to Grand Island Northwest, but everyone has forgotten about that. The Tigers are sure in a joyful mode here in that locker room, and they win it tonight with a score of 62-42 over the Adams Central Patriots. We'll take our break on the post-game show. When we return, hopefully we'll hear from some basketball coaches, give you some more post-game information after we listen to this from Vaughn's Printers.
Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Okay, welcome back to our Vaughn's Printers post-game show. Hastings High wins this boys' game by the score of 62-42 after the girls of Hastings High defeat Adams Central by the score of 42-34 this evening. So the doubleheader sweep for Hastings High. In that girls' contest tonight, the Tigers start the game with a 10-0 run. They jump out 10-0 over the Hastings High Tigers and win it by the score of 42-34. The Tigers going to the free throw line 32 times, making 15. Zoe Mays had 15 points to lead the way, and Bailey Petzold with the 8 on the evening for the Tigers. They win it 42-34. They go to 2-12 on the basketball season. And the Lady Patriots dropped to 3-13. In this boys' game, we were close in that first quarter of play. Then the Tigers, after we were tied at 9, scored the final 5 of period number 3, period number 1, the first 5 of period number 2, get out to the lead at 19-9, and never allowed the Patriots to get back into the basketball game. Led by 12 at halftime did the Tigers, 39-25 after 3, and Hastings High wins it by the score of 62-42. Zach Foster here, head basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots for the guys. And, Coach, I know a disappointing loss, but the Tigers really played well, and you guys just could not get much going offensively tonight. A good defense by the Tigers tonight, and Tigers' night to shine, and the Patriots have to take one on the chin this evening.
Yeah, they played tremendous defense, and we knew that coming in. I talked to Coach Weeks from Beatrice a lot, and he just raved about their defense and how physical they were, and that really played out tonight. I thought on the boards they did a great job. I thought they really kind of kicked our butt in the first half on the boards, and just defensively they really dictated the game, and so you give a lot of credit to them.
Yeah, the board play, I think they had rebounded by 7 or 8 or so, but they did do a great job on the boards, and they had the technique and they had it going tonight and just beat you on the boards.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the number one goal every night defensively is defensive glass, and especially when we played Hastings, it was number one goal with asterisks and exclamation points and all that behind it, because we knew that's their calling card, you know, is they want to play great defense, they want to rebound, and they did that tonight. I mean, that really was the tail of the tape, is they really made it hard for us when we had the ball on offense, especially in the first half. I thought that we kind of settled and we didn't really, we weren't patient at times we needed to be, and you know, I think you give Hastings a lot of credit. We've played a lot of good teams, but that's one of the best defensive teams we've played for sure. In my opinion, if they play like that, they're going to have a great chance to come out of that district too.
They played patiently on offense too. They get 4 guys in double figures, and they They didn't get too rattled by your zone traps, and your defense was not able to force the turnovers like he did last Saturday night, which was a key to that game last Saturday. But the Tigers do a very good job offensively, too. They were patient, and they took what you gave them.
Yeah, and I thought they had different guys. The way it looks like they had like four guys in double figures. Yeah. I mean, it was really difficult to focus on anybody because they had different guys stepping up and making plays. I thought Opperman was big early. You know, I thought Brady Mankey was tremendous. I mean, he's not a great shooter, and in that middle run in the first half, he comes in, hits a big shot. They just had a lot of kids step up and make plays, and I think the game was important to both teams, and you could see that. I thought our kids played hard. I thought we kind of lost our legs a little bit, but again, you give credit to them.
Yeah, and they didn't lose any consistency in any part of the game to let you guys have a chance to jump back in there and make it close in that fourth quarter. They were just consistent enough all the way that you were trying to climb a pretty high mountain here this evening.
Yeah, definitely. And we talked about it that it was 9 in the fourth. We cut to 9, and you look at the game as a whole, and we had a lot of shots I thought that were makeable shots, especially in the first half. They just didn't go down. I mean, you can give credit to their defense. They're also shots if you want to be successful, you got to look at it and take responsibility and say, I got to make that. We had some shots around the rim. We had some open shots for good shooters, and they just didn't go down. I mean, and they had a lot of great plays, especially when we made our run late. They had some plays and some pull-ups and some different plays against our trap that you just tip your hat and you say, well, if they're going to make that shot, it's going to be their night.
Yeah, and it turned out to be a 62-42 Hastings high win. Now, Coach, you probably already mentioned you guys got to make a trip over to Lexington on Thursday night, facing a Lexington ball club that's really had a tough year. They've been kicked around a lot this year, and you got, I guess, what guard against a letdown here. You got to get focused and get ready for Lexington on Thursday night because that's your next game, the most important one. But you can't go into there taking the Minutemen lightly at all.
Well, definitely. First thing we said in the locker room was I asked the kids, they go, when was the last time we lost? And they all said Minden. And we said, you know, we got better from that game, and we're going to get better from this game, the conference tournaments next week. All of our goals are still in front of us. But we got to learn from this loss. We got to learn where we got to get better. We got to get better on the glass. We got to get better in our offense. We got to have better movement. You know, when you play good teams, you get exposed. And Hastings High exposed a couple things tonight. And I think, you know, as we go down the stretch of the season and the conference tournament next week, when we get everybody back, I still feel really, really good about our team.
Yeah, it'll be over at Lexington on Thursday. Then the conference tournament, you'll be opening at home in that tournament next Tuesday. Well, Coach, really appreciate you coming up here. It's a tough night for the Patriots, but the Tigers, they get the win tonight. And thanks for your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Zach Foster, basketball coach of the Adams Central Patriots, as they drop this one to the Hastings High Tigers, 62-42 tonight. And it looks like Scott Rosno, the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers, is going to make his way up here. We're going to have a chance to talk to Scott, too, here on the post-game show. Reminder for you, the Hastings High basketball teams are off the rest of this week. They don't play for another week. Next Tuesday, the 31st of January, they'll be here, the girls and boys, against the Kearney Bearcats, and the Tiger boys will be 7-8 when they play the Bearcats. Again, Adams Central, as we just talked with Coach Foster, will be over at Lexington. Their girls and boys take on Lexington and the Minutemen and Minute Maids on Thursday night at Lexington, and that'll be the next outing for these two ball clubs, and then Adams Central boys and girls will be playing in the conference tournament next week, and the Lady Patriots of Adams Central will start on Monday. And they'll be, on Tuesday night, and they'll be, on Monday night, they'll be taking on Gibbon, and the Patriot boys don't have to play until Tuesday, and they'll take on the winner of a Monday night matchup. And so the Patriot teams will be at home on Monday and at home on Tuesday night. Scott Rosno joins us, head basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers. Coach, thanks for coming up. We were looking forward to talking with you last week after the Northwest game, and hoping that was going to be talking about a victory, but boy, what a nice bounce back by your kids. I know it was a very tough loss on Friday, but boy, they sure bounced back well. Is the assessment right? That's maybe the best game all around that this team has played this year.
Well, excitingly, we've had a handful of games that we've played real well. The strange situation of it all is the fact that a lot of those good games that we've had have been on the road. We've seen some athletic teams, and Adams Central, like I told the newspaper, Adams Central is the type of team that they present a lot of offensive challenges for you because they've got the ability to post up inside. They've got kids that can penetrate the basket. They've got kids that can knock down shots, and so you've got to guard all aspects of it. You can't just kind of drop off and allow them to shoot. You can't get all hot and heavy on the outside and give them the drive. They've got some good, and so for our kids to come out and understand what we had to do, not just wanted to do, had to do defensively, you know, hats off to those kids that we put out on the floor that just kind of accepted the call. You know, some of the same things that we did not get done last Friday night against Grand Island Northwest, we did a much better job. And so kind of like I explained to them, you know, and this is going to sound strange because you never look, you know, for yourself to go out and lose the ball game. But had we hit the shot at the end of the Grand Island Northwest game, you know, we're the victors. But it doesn't erase the fact that we had 22 turnovers, and it doesn't erase the fact that we gave up penetration that we can't give, and it doesn't erase the fact that we found ourselves fouling and not playing as good a defense. And so, you know, sometimes those are situations where when you do lose a game like that, you can kind of corner some things that you didn't do so well and kind of challenge that we've got to improve on those if we're going to change the results.
Well, the real hard work of this game, playing the defense and rebounding, your ball club really shined, and great job on the boards tonight. You hold the Adams Central team 16 under their average. That's a quarter worth of points there, and just a great job defensively and on the boards tonight. And your kids just played the technique and played real well and had the techniques down tonight. It was just a great job in those aspects of the game.
Well, we're excited in the fact that some of the areas that the kids have made improvements is the fact that when you are having some weaknesses in some area, you cannot let that leak over and affect how you're playing in other areas. We've got a game that we played right before Christmas or about a week before Christmas that we played this year. We weren't playing very well on the offensive end, and we dictated our defense because of that. And, it turned out, didn't matter if it was a win or a loss, but it turned out to be a game where you were able to walk away and just had a real bad feeling that was not how basketball was supposed to look. And so, you know, kind of coming off of these last three or four ball games, you know, we're starting to play a little bit better. But equally so, we're going to see some good challenges. The next game we've got out is going to be Kearney, and Kearney's got a nice schedule that prepares them. Kearney plays a predominantly Class A schedule, and so, you know, they're not they themselves are not going to come out and understand, hey, we've got any flukes on our schedule, and so they're always well prepared. Directly after that, we've got our triple header week, and so we've got Crete, Waverly, and Aurora, and so those are all challenges. But you know, the club's kind of reaching that point where, you know, I think the kids have been real honest as far as how they read the scout reports, and I think that they are starting to buy into the idea that this is a relationship that we're all going through, and the more that they talk to each other, the stronger that relationship's going to be.
Offensively, you got four guys in double figures, and if any team can get that, you got to be in pretty good shape. You got at least 40 points that way, don't you, Coach? But four in double figures, you have to be happy with that you got those four and Brady Mankey with five, so you get a lot of points out of your starters and get good bench play too. But four in double figures, you can't ask for any more than that. I guess five, but that's pretty good stuff, Coach.
Well, you know, and that's just kind of a credit to the fact, like I said, the kids are understanding and believing in each other so much that as you start to play unselfish basketball, some of those good looks that you're getting is because the kid understands that his teammate's got an opportunity to score, and that's what we're trying to do is kind of understand what's the best look each time down floor, and if you don't like what you're looking at, you know, pull it back and get things set. But you know, we've still got some things that we came out of this game. You know, we're a team that likes to get out and get after it a little bit defensively, and we'd like to be able to transition. And so because you do those things, sometimes late in the game when you want to slow down your engine, you know, we're still coming to ways that we've got to understand that that's something we've got to be able to do to close out a game.
Yeah, and it'll be a Kearney here next week, and then you mentioned the three the following week, and then Lincoln Pius will be here on the 18th of February. So you got those waiting you, Coach. But boy, from a mental outlook, the mental status of things, I'm sure those guys were pretty happy down in that locker room tonight, maybe as opposed to last week. But boy, what a bounce back! That mental part of this game for these young people is so important, isn't it, Coach? But you've got things headed in the right direction here after tonight. They got to be really thrilled with the way things go and really just ready to go. Let's get to practice tomorrow and get ready for Kearney, huh?
Well, that's the thing. We know that's one of the things we told the kids down there is we will still find some reasons to come back and get some practice in. You know, and the whole season's the whole season. I mean, 15 games, we're not going to drop the eight that we lost and ignore the things out of those. Those are a part of, you know, those are a part of the reason why we're reaching the point that we're at. You know, tonight's exciting and all, but tonight's kind of the effects of a little bit of what happened last Friday. And so if we can take these and mesh them both together and kind of learn the things that we're good at and play towards those strengths, you know, that's what we're going to have to do to be able to go against the opponents we're going to see in the next 3 weeks.
No, it just always comes down. It does every year. It's just a process, isn't it, Coach? You can't hurry this along. You can't slow it down. It's going to happen. It's a process. That's why it's called a season, I guess. And if you just have to go out every practice and every game. Just do the best you can and just try to get better. That's just what it's all about, isn't it?
It is, and you've got to have that mixture of short memory, and yet you've got to be able to harbor a few things that you bring along with you, because those are the things that put a little edge on you to not let certain things happen again. And when things go well, you kind of want to be able to put those in your back pocket and be able to pull that out once in a while and use it again later.
Well, the guys will enjoy tonight, and I'm sure they'll enjoy their day of school tomorrow, and will hopefully enjoy practice tomorrow also as they get ready for the Kearney Bearcats. So, Coach, congratulations, especially to the guys on the very nice win tonight, 20 points over Adams Central. And thanks for coming up. We'll talk to you as we move along here. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Blaine. Thanks for the coverage.
You bet. Scott Rosno, boys basketball coach of the Hastings High Tigers, after the Tigers defeat Adams Central 62-42 here tonight. Well, it was a wonderful evening of basketball here at Hastings High. Good crowd, excitement, the city matchup, and the Tigers of Hastings High get a sweep over Adams Central in the girls' game. Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. Zoe Mays with 15 to lead the way before the Tigers. The Tigers jumped out to a 10-0 lead and were in command all the way and won it by 8, 42-34. Hastings High now 2-12 on the year. The Tigers, Adams Central falls to 3-13. In the boys' game, we were tied at 9 in the first quarter. Hastings High with the final 5 points of the first quarter. The first five of the second go up 19-9, led by 12 at the break, 14 after three. The Tigers got it up to 21 late in the fourth quarter, won it by 20, 62-42. The Tigers now 7-8 on the year. Adams Central's seven-game winning streak is over. They are now 12-3. 13 for Patrick Opperman, 12 for Scepter Duong, 12 for Cade Welke, 10 for Tyler Rebarger to lead the way. For Hastings High, 22 for Brady Barrett, leading score for Adams Central tonight. Adams Central's teams play at Lexington on Thursday, girls and boys doubleheader. Hastings High girls and boys off until next Tuesday when they host the Kearney Bearcats here at Hastings High School. A couple other basketball finals, Centennial Conference involving city teams. In the second round for the girls, the St. Cecilia girls tonight beat Lincoln Christian 63-31. The Hawkettes into the Thursday night semifinals at Lincoln Christian. The St. Cecilia boys defeated Grand Island Central Catholic 52-36 in their second round game at Chapman Gym tonight. St. Cecilia boys into the Friday night semifinals at Lincoln Christian. You can hear the Blue Hawks and Hawkettes Thursday and Friday night on 1230 KHAS Radio. Our next broadcast here on The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, will be Thursday night. This Thursday, the big shootout, Sutton and Sandy Creek. The girls and boys doubleheader at Sandy Creek this year will be there on Thursday night and have it for you on The Breeze. The girls game at 6, the boys at 7:45, pregame at 5:45 on Thursday evening. So that will do it here from Hastings High. Again, the final scores in the girls game, Hastings High 42, Adams Central 34. In the boys game, Hastings High 62, Adams Central 42. And this has been the Vaughn's postgame show. The postgame show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, celebrating more than 80 years and three generations as your full-service printer, Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Well, that'll do it from now a pretty quiet Hastings High School basketball gym. I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.